This is Sports Today on 892 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Yeah, g'day everyone. Thursday night's edition with Brad and Carl for yesloans.com.au. Big show coming your way. AFL fixtures out today. We'll get into both camps shortly, the West Coast Eagles and the Fremantle Dockers. 9221 882 9999 677. How are you, Barry?
Well, Barney, Jaron Johnson back into the Wildcats. Well, he was still training down
there. Revolving
the
doors.
Yeah, he's out the door and now he's back in the door. So,
but he wasn't the missing piece in the puzzle.
Well, he's back in. He was a piece of the puzzle and then he became not a piece of the puzzle, but he's back been piece of the puzzle. But anyway, we've got a good guest online to kick us off, Barney, with the fixtures being released in the AFL today. So I thought, let's quickly canvass both camps, the Eagles and the Dockers, and find out what they thought, whether they got what they asked for.
Straight into the Eagles nest straight away with Trevor Nisbet. G'day, Nizzy.
G'day, Brad. How are you?
Going well. I mean, it's always hard. I mean, it's a guide, isn't it, as to how you think you're going to go. But did you get all of the things that you requested?
No.
Well, what did you ask for, Niz, that you didn't get?
No, we're reasonably pleased with what's happened because we've got a schedule with, I think there's about six short breaks in the schedule, and no night games are always handy because it means you can get out that night, which is always pretty important. So from that point of view, it's great. We've got a really big game against Sydney on a Thursday night, Easter Thursday, which is massive. And then there's a couple of another Thursday night and another Friday night game, and they're all big games. So we're looking forward to those.
Nezzy, obviously you are penalised for finishing higher up the ladder. You got top six, middle six, bottom six, around the which it's fixtured at the moment. Now, we spoke to Mark Evans on Saturday morning, and he indicated that they're looking at changing the fixture in the future to playing everyone once and then changing things around to maybe play the teams that are around your air on the ladder at that time. How do you see that working?
Yeah, well, it's probably a fairer system, but it's always been complex because, playing everyone once and trying to get in 22 rounds and making it fair has always been difficult. But you know, if you play them once and then you can actually factor in the positions on the ladder, it sounds like a reasonable thing to do. The difficulty is actually implementing it because
yeah.
We've looked over this 1,000 times and it's a tough way of doing it. And there's also uncertainty for the supporters and spectators and everybody else to get themselves organised, particularly if you're a travelling team because people like to be well organised in advance.
And also, your 9th and 10th teams might be better off than, say, the team that's struggling to finish 6th, 7th or 8th.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are some, real vagaries with that sort of draw, and we've just got to be careful that we get that right.
The interesting thing I noted, Nitty, was from a routinal point of view, is that you're either playing in Domain or you're playing in Melbourne. I mean, there's only about three other games outside of those two venues.
Yeah, look, it's the first time we've had 7 games in Melbourne for a long time. I mean, it's quite unusual, and it should work hopefully in our favour because we'll get a routine going, which will help us in the end.
Mate, just having a look, playing the Western Bulldogs, Sydney, Geelong, Greater Western Sydney, Adelaide, and that's at home. Is absolutely outstanding. I think from a fan perspective, to be playing the best teams and to have that challenge as a footy club is always one that you'd look forward to.
Yeah, look, playing those top sides are really really important for us to get the games under your belt. If you're good enough to make the finals, you need to be playing against those sides, and that's really really important for us. So we're looking forward to playing those sides and hopefully finishing high up in the ladder.
Just quickly, mate, a few of your trade-ins, you happy with them?
Yeah, we are, Brad. I mean, it was quite unusual. It's rare that you have someone of Sam Mitchell's calibre become available, and it was a bit of a shock, to tell you the truth, but it's from our point of view, it's good. We were looking at trying to entice Sam over as a coach in 18 months' time, but it's come a bit earlier, and he's still playing exceptional football. I mean, he had a great season again last year. So from that point of view, it's great. Nathan Vardy gives us that ruck backup that we've needed because of Nick and Scott's situation. So that's been really valuable as well. So we're really happy with that, and we'll go to the draft now and probably have four selections.
Good stuff, Nis. Thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure.
Trevor Nisbet from the West Coast Eagles there, and we'll be speaking to Nathan Vardy tomorrow night on the program, and I think we're going to get him live from Bali. That's where he's sunning himself at the moment. Let's go down to Frio, because Steve Rossich, the CEO, has been good enough to join us down there. G'day, Steve.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Did you get what you asked for, Steve?
Well, it's a bit like Christmas. You can be happy with most things, but you'd always like a few other things. But I say that in jest. Look, from a fixture point of view, we couldn't be happier with our home draw. It's almost unprecedented that the only two teams that we play at home that aren't from Victoria are West Coast and Gold Coast. So we play all the big Melbourne teams at home, and no doubt the members of our footy club will be really positive and excited about that.
Senator Nizzi, they've only got three games outside of either Perth or Melbourne. You've got five, so happy with that. No Darwin?
No Northern Territory. We love all these places, Brad, but we'd rather play in the main market. So no games in the NT, no games in Tassie, and no games in the Australian Capital Territory. So we think that's a good result, and there's no doubt the AFL is listening to us and now acting about our issues with long-haul travel and playing in these markets, and also, importantly, six-day breaks. Very pleased that we've ended up with only four six-day breaks in the 23 rounds, which is a very positive result for us as well. So not only is it positive for our members, it's positive for our players.
Was it a surprise to not get a Friday night game?
Look, not really. It's clear that the broadcasters are having a bigger and bigger say in that, and understandably so. We've always got a good look at that over the last few years when we have been mooted to be one of the premier teams. From a commercial perspective, however, the key thing for us, Carl, as you know, is who we're going to play at home games, and I think from that perspective, we've done very well. So that's the key commercial aspect for us.
Clearly, you'll want to hit the ground running, and I think you've got a couple of challenges early, but that's, as you say, a few of those are at home. But again, like Nizzi, I'm sure you're very pleased with the players that you've been able to trade in.
Look, we are. So we targeted four players in the trade period, and we secured all four, or young West Australians that were very keen to come back home and play for us. And it's been well reported, Cam McCarthy, Brad Hill, John Hamling and Shane Kirsten. We think each and every one of them fits into our list management model from an age perspective and also what they can do for us as a team. So delighted that we're able to secure them, and no doubt they'll have an impact for us for many years to come.
I reckon it would be as big a turnover, certainly in your history at the footy club, mate. 13 have made way, so it's going to be a massive change at your footy club.
Look, it is. It's a little bit different to my first year as CEO, Carl, working with Chris Bond at that time and Brad Lloyd in terms of list change. Then we changed 14 heading into the 2009 season. The difference here is we're chasing one less in 13, but there's those four established players coming in. So that's a very big difference to what we did back then. They'll have an impact, and we've also got the a pick seven and two other second round picks. So we think we can have not only an impact next year with the recruits we've brought in through the trade period, but also the youth we can bring in through the national draft will impact us for years to come as well.
Sure, I'm sure it's a very difficult time for everybody down there too, because we know players come and go and can be a little bit transient at times, but when you have to let go some of the fabric of the team over the last 5 or 7 years, it must be tough.
Look, it is. It's easy to say, like Carl said then, a big change, but it's hard to do because they're all good people, in particular this bunch, and they've all had a really positive impact on our footy club for a long period of time. The two more recent ones, which we took our time to deliberate on and wait and see what happened in trade week, in Alex Silvani and Michael Barlow, are two of the finest gentlemen that I've been lucky enough to be associated with in footy. So you don't take those decisions lightly. They've both done incredibly well coming from the rookie draft as mature age recruits and having an impact on our club on and off the field. We wish them all the very best, and they'll be, we hope they get another opportunity if that's what they want to pursue, but they'll always also be remembered as Fremantle Dockers players forever and a day.
Now, you've got an easier draw because of where you finished, if you look at it on paper, and you've got a scenario where you've still got a couple of really good picks coming up in a national draft, so you've got the chance to add more talent. With what you've been able to do, now having a look at your fixture, how far do you reckon you can climb?
We'll leave that to experts like yourself, Boris, to make that judgment.
Okay.
And but look, we think we've had an impact through the trade, as you mentioned. We think we've got some established talent that can have an impact next year that didn't get the chance to this year, with some pretty handy names like Fife and Sandilands and Johnson and Bunnell and Pierce, Alex Pierce. So with those sort of five guys coming in and hopefully playing lots of good footy, the four new recruits and some players that played a lot of football this year, you know, in their first to fourth years, growing and improving, we think we can have a real impact. And the challenge for our footy club now is to have a great pre-season and launch into round one against the Cats.
And never mind what we think, Steve. What's your membership telling you? Is your numbers, is it optimistic? Is it the phone started to ring?
I'm really pleased, Brad. Like, we're in the renewal process, and you know, that they've seen some positive light, I think, with the trade period and the way we finished up off the season against the Bulldogs. We're the last team to beat your team, Brad, the Bullies, last year.
So, in racing parlays, we just had a run.
Well, it didn't look like it on the day, but they clearly played pretty well through the final series, so we'll certainly give them that, and they deserve their win. But there's a lot of positivity, and I can say we're ahead of this time last year in a record membership year. So
good.
It's a very pleasing start to a membership campaign.
Are you in the new facilities yet?
Not yet. We get the keys next month, Carl. So we start the fit-out process, and publicly, and we've always said that we'll be in there by March next year. There's a sneaky chance we might get in there beforehand, and that'll be fantastic for us.